You have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter. There's sometimes that we walk through life that you might find yourself flipping through the pages of a Bible looking for your answer. And you might be flipping through the channels on TV looking for some preacher to give you that special word. Or you might be going through the radio looking for a song that's going to bless your life, to lift you up. And sometimes when we get in that confusion and wondering where our answer is, we don't have to go any further than to seek God for that understanding. And in my own personal life, there's many of times that I've tried to read and find an answer and pray, and my heart just be numb to everything around me. And you almost get desensitized to life. And how that we'll search for answers and put our minds to many things and our hearts and our actions to things. And how God is just simply wanting to draw us close tonight. How he's calling for your life. I'm glad that I heard the call of God. I'm glad that I heard his voice before it was too late for me. I'm glad that destruction is behind me and not about me. I can't take for granted every time that I get up being free. Life would lead us to not be thankful for our blessings, and circumstances would attempt Brent to steal every bit of happiness that you have. But praise God for the Spirit of life that dwells down inside of our hearts. I've been praying lately and saying, God, I need life in the day that I'm living in. Lord, I need your touch more than ever. And God, I need your strength when I am weak. And God, I need your peace when my mind is troubled. And every time that I call on him, he's right there. And I'm glad that I answered that call. That my life is forever changed. That I no longer walk in darkness. I'm no longer bound to the things to which would hold me down in my old sin. But bless God, I'm a changed child of God. Oh, I'm different tonight. I'm not as though I was. I'm not the way that I once was. My joy is full tonight. And I praise God for the renewing of my spirit tonight. I praise him that in spite of what I would see in life, he's still my redeemer. In spite of what I go through, he is my strength in a time of weakness. In those times, God will get the glory if you'll let him. When he calls for your life, answer the call of God. When he speaks to you, don't hold back on him. Let him take your troubles. Let him take your sin. Let him bless you. We're not a great big church that you can just come in and hide in the midst of the numbers. We're a very personal church here, and we know each other by name, and most of the time we know each other's lives and what we go through and what we face. And bless God, I called on your names today. And I was excited before I ever broke in the doors tonight. When you get your mind determined to serve God, there is nothing, church, that'll stand in your way of getting into his presence. You might be waiting for me to preach some word to convict your heart, but God is already calling for you to move. He's already calling for you to worship. He's already called for you to bring your troubles unto him. While we wait, I don't know, sometimes we're numb. Oh, we get mad and we get frustrated with what's going on. Oh, my God is looking, oh, to bring you life tonight. He's here to lift you up and bring you joy. Wants to lift you up and give you peace. Hallelujah. You may not be wondering why that God is speaking this way, and I'm not sure sometimes either how God would use me. But this I do know, that I will not hold back on the one that brought me out of all the troubles that I walked through. Hallelujah. Can somebody give him praise tonight for the goodness? Can somebody give him praise tonight for his mercy? Can somebody show that God is alive and well in their spirit? How do you show that God is alive and well? You let the Spirit bubble up and flow in your life, and it brings you to an overwhelming joy that nobody can hold you back from your shout. Nobody can hold you back from your joy. Tonight I reach out to God and I claim that which is alive and well in me. Nobody can take my joy. No substance, no relationship can trump the power of God and how you live for Him. I've got news for the enemy tonight. He's got no hold on this word that's going to go to you. We're going to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And at the time of this to which we read, Paul had made a journey to the church of Thessalonians. And he was only there for a short time, about 6 weeks of time. And after that time, he went on to Athens to continue his journey. And he had spent some time with them and ministered with them. And hallelujah, he became concerned about them. When you start up a church and you get it hot and on fire after 6 weeks, there's bound to be things to try to hinder. At that time, there was a predominant religion that had grown out of what Paul's doctrines that he had tried to teach them about Christ. There began to rise up religion that would dominate over the power of God in that place. And Paul sent Timothy in that time to them out of concern. He was wondering how they were doing. And even though I could say, I'm wondering how you're doing, God is concerned for your well-being. He is concerned about your troubles. Even if your loved one or your special somebody don't listen, God is concerned about your well-being. He wants to know how you are. Today my prayer was quite different than it normally is. I just was talking openly and outwardly to God. And I think, Lord, if we could just get to a place where we are comfortable communicating that which is boiling inside of us, there's nothing that can hinder us from walking in joy. So he sent Timothy at this time, and he was concerned, and his response to them was this letter that he began to write back to them. And we're going to read certain parts here. And in verse 4 it says, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God, or in other words, your choice to have God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us in the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Sometimes we just have to remember the times that we overcame to remind us about how we're going to continue. And in this opening statement that he made, he was trying to remind them of the times that they had stood together and worshiped with one another and how that they became a changed people. And tonight I remind you of this self-same principle. How that you've worshiped and how that you've came through hard times. How that God's blessed you in times past. How he's lifted you and brought you encouragement. Or maybe it's a new thing for you. Maybe you've heard God speak to you before. And maybe he's wanting to call you out in a deeper walk. But you recall the times that God spoke to your heart. And we have to remember where we were to keep us going in where we are. If you had ever had an experience with the Holy Ghost, there is nothing that could take that from you. Nothing. If anything, we take it from ourselves when we hold back and not recall the goodness of God. Remember where you were when God changed you. 10 times out of 10, we weren't in good shape. We were in dire need of change. And when we get in a place where we're numb to feeling God's love when we're troubled in our heart. It's time for change. And it can come by looking back on where you were. But just consider, right now, and I'm being personal one-on-one to all of you tonight, consider how easy it would be just to commit your life to God completely. From your pastors to your visitors, everybody has to commit to be close to God. If you want to overcome the same old things to where you're not just opening a Bible and trying to find something that you may not ever find that way, but to establish that relationship to where nothing would stand in your way. My church relationship has grown because I'm closer to the Lord. Read on with me in chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was what? Not in vain." There's not a time that you stand in worship or sing out to God that's in vain. I don't know who this is for tonight, but I know it's touching somebody. There's not been a time that you've obeyed God that it's not worked for your good. Not one time. And it's easy to preach when everybody's sitting in the amen corner for you and saying, "Preach on, preacher." It's easy to shout in those times. Right now, I'm just so thankful for His goodness. I'm so thankful that there is change here right now. God is calling right now for your life. We need change. We need a difference made. We need to step out of what we're dwelling in. We're better than depression. We're better than torments. We are far better than being bitter at one another. That's not going to work. You'll never find joy that way. God is looking for that close relationship. He's looking for that commitment in your heart to believe with all that's in you, to trust in Jesus. And there's no other way to say it, but it's time to make up our mind and choose what we want, what's important, how we're going to hang on in life. My heart is burdened for you tonight. I believe that with all my heart. But it's time for change. Church, it's time for change. Hallelujah. I just thank God. And I just feel like speaking a word of encouragement and love over your life. And I just say in the name of Jesus, be free. Be free from that which would hold you in bondage. I speak that over you right now. Be free over that which would hold you in bondage. We've got to commit and make up our mind. And I just speak over your life that love flows abundantly. But I'm not holding back. I'm concerned about your well-being. I want your life to grow in the Holy Ghost. They were delivered and was established in 6 weeks at the time because of not just the word only, but by the power of the Spirit of God that dwelled in that place. It's the only thing that's going to bring change over your life. You've got to learn to let the Spirit of God dwell inside of you. And not only let it dwell every now and then, but keep that inside your heart so that you're able to continue. My heart goes out to you. If you ever wondered if there was somebody at a church somewhere that was worried about you, I'm worried. I'm concerned. But hallelujah, that word's the same for me and for you. When it comes time and we feel God leading us to a life in Him, we've got to change according to how He speaks to us. You don't have to debate a thing with me. You don't have to ask me if it's in the Word of God or not. I believe with all my heart you seek for His Spirit.
And He'll change your life for the good. There is nothing that would stand in the way of what God wants to do if you would commit your life completely. I'm just letting God use me in any unconventional way possible if that's what He wants to do. But it's time for change, people. Not because you're going to prove that you're religious. Paul wrote that letter back to them and was saying things like, quench not the spirit. Love your brother. In other words, be concerned for them and care about their well-being. Hallelujah. I don't know the last time I got a love letter from a minister or a church member that said, I'm concerned for you, but a hey, how you doing will do just fine with me. If we will learn to show concern, God will bless you in your obedience to somebody. The Spirit of God will bear witness one to another, and they'll feel the love that you have as you step out to show them that you love them. Hallelujah. You may not be able to minister the Word of God to somebody. They may reject every time that you say it, but you can reach your hand out and hug them and tell them that you love them and have more of an impact by the Spirit than the word that you would be able to say to them. Have you ever been jumbled up before and didn't know where to begin and tried to witness to somebody or being able to explain how God is in your life? The fact of the matter is sometimes it's unexplainable. It can't be told. Sometimes you just have to let somebody see your life. How blessed that your life is. But if we're walking around moping and our heads low and coming in and holding back and living in disobedience because we're down, nobody can be drawn from that. I want you to see life in me as He is in me. I don't want you to see me and think, well, he's very religious. Religion is not going to change your life. The do's and don'ts, we never get it right. But when God's Spirit speaks to our heart and brings us out of our bondage, you already know the choices to make. You already know what to do. And I find it very related that oftentimes when we feel without direction, that if you generally ask people where they stand with God, we tend to be far away. And we wonder that direction and God's will and plan for our life. But we only know God's will. Through what? The Spirit. That's in His Word. We only know direction for our life when we're seeking Him for direction. And many of us are traveling many roads, many decisions, many lives, many different occupations. Our lives are so different. But one thing is very clear. God has to be first above everything. I'm glad that I'm seeing God's hand move. And I give Him the glory for what I see now. And there might be many people that doubt what God is trying to do. And you think, you'll never get it done. I'm not in that boat with you tonight. Now we may get down to where we have 2 to 3 members in this place. But you better trust God for your supply. I feel very, very strongly that we need to get out of our bondage. If we can't praise God freely, there is something that's got to change. The Lord would never have you to be in bondage, for you to feel bound. And I'm finished tonight. But I want you to know that even as you go out of here, my prayer is that you know that even if you don't decide right now, that God's putting that word in your spirit, that it's time for a change. And as many as hear it tonight, it's in your life.